Welcome to Femdom Frenzy. I am Mistress Victory Von Stryker, your favorite southern sensual dominatrix. And this is my podcast where I get to talk to you about the devilish things I do to my poor submissives when they dare to enter my dungeon. And today, we're going to be talking about a spicy little tease and denial session that I had a few weeks back whenever I was on my vacation. So, it was hot, and I decided I wanted to tell y'all all about it. But first, let me remind you about nightflirt.com. That's where you can call me and you can confess all your sins. Or you can get some of my goodie bags. There's hypnosis videos. There are videos of me dominating my slaves. There are masturbation videos. So there's a lot of good stuff that you can grab right there on nightflirt.com. And also, don't forget that you can subscribe to my wild and wonderful world on ismygirl.com. And that's where you get a whole ton of naughty stuff. Plus, the best part about Is My Girl is we can do one-on-one streaming. So it's the next best thing to being right here with me. And let's not forget about my book. It's moving along. Jay is putting his magic touch on it. And he's just whizzing right through the editing, so it should be ready in no time. And I just love the way he makes me sound just like a professional. I mean, his touches are great. So I will let you know when that is on the shelves and ready for you to all run out and buy a copy. Don't you think I won't? Don't worry, I'm going to let you know. But now, it's time for you to sit still and pay attention. It's time for a little bit of teasing. I went on vacation and I decided to work while I was staying in the nearby tourist town. This particular city boasts entertainment of all sorts, but as a dominatrix, I am somewhat of a novelty. I was fully booked before I knew what hit me. For this evening, I had agreed to a session with another newbie. I love it when I have the first timers because I can mold them into what I want them to be more easily. Tease and denial was this guy's fantasy, and I had packed an assortment of tools that were just perfect for our role play recipe. He also wanted humiliation. As we chatted on the phone, he told me he wanted me to make fun of his cock. It all sounded fun to me. I educated him on informed consent, talked to him about his limits, and then I outlined my game plan. His deep voice stimulated my senses. I looked forward to getting my hands on my smooth-talking victim. I was excited about this session, that I got to be the ultimate tease. I get off on being super sassy, strutting my stuff, then taunting my sub with the fact that he can't even touch me. I put on a tight black leather dress, fishnet stockings, and sparkly high heels. The way I looked would knock him dead and fix the mindset in his head. I chose some spooky background music and waited for my new prey to arrive. When he showed up, I was pleased to see a tall, handsome blonde with soulful brown eyes. Nice. I could climb him like a tree. He looked at me with intensity, then his gaze shot to the floor. He seemed afraid but still aroused. Just the perfect perspective. I ordered him to strip off his clothes and crawl naked to the bed. I told him to get on his back, then I tied his arms above his head. I spread his legs wide, creating space for me to sprawl across his body. I grazed his feet with my hot high heels. He moaned as I moved over him, crushing his dick with my spangled spikes. I laughed at his reaction. I said, "You poor thing, look at you, all tied up and helpless. I can do anything I want to you, and you can't stop me." His eyes lit, and he groaned at the notion. Now, I used my fingernails, digging into his prick, marking white lines up and down his penis. He must have enjoyed the feeling because he hardened and grew in my hands. He wanted me to make fun of him, and so I took out my wooden ruler. I measured his length, almost 6 inches. I cackled and whacked his cock with the ruler. I sneered, "How do you expect to please a woman with that wimpy bit of flesh? You can't, can you? I bet you never have." The guy confessed, "No, I don't think I have. I can't last for more than a few minutes. I'm nothing but a disappointment." I agreed with him. I found my short riding crop and spanked his meat. Such a treat. His dick bulged and he begged for more. I was not in the mood to grant his wishes, so instead I positioned myself across his chest and forced him to watch me masturbate. I drawled, "You're worthless and your dick is useless. So I might as well take care of myself." My fingers slipped in and out of my slick pussy. I focused on my clit and massaged that spot that takes me to heaven. The sub chanted, "That's so hot." I laughed again. I teased, "You wish you could touch me, don't you? Oh, pet, you're not worthy." The look on his face was enough to propel me over the edge. My pussy gushed and I soaked the man who served as my mattress. I raked my nails over his rock-hard prick. He pleaded for me to let him come, but the answer was no. I felt that he hadn't earned the privilege and I told him that. I kept him riding on the edge. Then I made him one last pledge. If he could eat me out and do it well, I would reward the effort. I sat on his face and ground myself against his tongue. I was far from satisfied. He sucked, literally. I chided, "Oh, honey, you're such a failure. No happy ending for you." I rolled him to his side and smacked his ass. And that's the way our session passed. I made an impression meant to last. And that, y'all, is what happens when you want someone that you just can't have. Love ya. Mean it. Mwah, mwah. Mwah.